2004. I didn't even know there was a community of Catholic bloggers when I started mine. I took Amy Walbert and a link to me and be like, oh, there are all these people. And it was literally, it was a new world. But now, we, you know, 5 years ago, the need was for a presence, though, and for it to kind of penetrate into the institutional world and to, you know, become a reality that was not feared, I think, broadly in the church. But going beyond that, now it's almost like the need is for equality and for a need of reflection. You know, the 24-hour news cycle has something to contribute to the church, but 2,000 years of Catholic tradition has something to contribute to the news cycle, to new media. I mean, I think after 3 years of messages supporting digital media, or that's why the Holy Father picked silence as the topic for this year. You know, I was talking, somebody said at the time, it was actually, it was risky because the message could have been poke the blogger, shut up. Or at least it could have been spun that way. But it wasn't. And it actually occasioned, amazingly enough, I got asked to write a piece for the Daily, you know, the iPad thing. I know others were asked to write pieces elsewhere about it, or Paul could come in. It struck a nerve in our inundated society about, you know, when do you turn off? How, that it's important that I'm talking, that not that it wasn't a religious question, but a spiritual one. So I thought that was fascinating, because I'd never seen, you know, new media has, you know, new media has influenced the church, but this is the first time the church kind of really, the message was taken up about technology and society after all, you know, many years of perception that we were kind of behind, which is not, that's a long book in itself. It's already been written. But anyway, going back to Cardinal Foley, there's one thing that, and you may have heard this before from him. Hey, he impersonated everybody, so, you know. But he would, with an expression he would use often is, the etymology of the word symbolic comes from the Greek symboling, to unite. And the opposite of it is the other one, to divide, the root of the word diabolical. The great concern I have, you know, I've been blessed to see a lot, have great people around me these last 7-8 years, and I think Greg can talk about this too from his experience lately with Kambas, but just, we really have to be careful. But my great concern is that I wonder, and even the nuncio asked this at the bishop's meeting a couple weeks ago, have our advances in communication really brought us closer together? In some ways they have, but in some ways, let's admit, they haven't. But, so I think, you know, from being on the ground and where each of you are, I think that's something you bring to the table.